following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Tonight on The Big Picture Live and the Kingdom Intelligence Report. It's the second Thursday of the month. That means none other than Ricky Scapero from End Time Headlines to break down what's going on in our crazy world. We're going to hone in on the financial and the chaotic mindset of the economy of our nation and the world. Seven trends that indicate that economic disaster is approaching rapidly. On The Big Picture, Kingdom Intelligence Report, right after this. Well, welcome in, Ricky Scapero. The crowd is going wild. They love them some Ricky. They love them some Ricky Scapero.
What's man, up, my friend?
Good to see you, brother. Good to see you from the great state of Georgia coming in live with us tonight. So it's awesome to have you.
Yeah, thank you, brother. It's good to be back. And I can't believe it's already the second week of August. It seemed like we were just here a week ago, right?
It's exactly. Time is speeding up. I really believe that. I remember hearing, and I know you and Perry are very close, Perry Stone, but I'm sure you remember it. Years and years ago, he did a teaching on how time in the spirit realm, but in the natural realm too, is actually speeding up. And I truly believe it. I believe that we are, the closer we get to the return, the faster the globe is spinning and the faster time is spinning. What is your thoughts on that?
I can't disagree with it. From a scientific understanding of this, I know there's been major earthquakes like the one in Japan in 2011. It actually shifted the whole island 6 feet, and it said that it actually shortened the days on Earth by, and I don't have it in front of me, but so many seconds. But then I believe it's, you know, and I know you're referring to, I think it's Matthew 24. He said, unless the days be shortened, no flesh shall survive.
Right.
We don't think about that concept, but it really does, man. It feels like there is just not enough hours in the day anymore. Like when we were growing up, we were younger. Seemed like, you know, and I don't know if that's an age thing or we're getting older. And you know,
that gets part of it.
Don't tell anybody, but it does seem like, you know, it's just like, man, where is the time going? Like, how is it going this fast?
So, yeah. Well, I think in our spirit realm, and we'll delve into that in just a few seconds, but we just both, you and I, where we're at in our life, there's just such a sense of urgency to be a voice in this moment to let people, you know, hey, open your eyes. I mean, this world is winding down. And I think that causes us to sort of in our mind feel like we just don't have enough time to do everything God has called us to do. So we're just wide open.
Yep, I agree. And, and life has a way and God has a way at times to slow you down and take it easy, man. Even God, you know, I say even God rested on the seventh day. Right. So, you know, you got to rest sometimes in these seasons. So,
well,
but it's all good.
Amen. Well, Ricky, we'll cover this extensively at the end of the program. But if you don't know about Ricky, he has a website and an app, and he's been on YouTube and just been on the forefront with the End Time Headlines that we use all the time here on The Big Picture, and many of you use it for your news sources. Well, you know, one of the things that I've been seeing you talk a lot about is sounding the alarm and on what is going on in the economic world that we're living in. Because, you know, we have so many fronts, so many things you talk about on your show, we talk about on our show, is you know, wars are happening. The war in Ukraine is about to escalate. There's probably about to be war with China. And so while the world is in chaos, you know, the global chaos that I believe is we're being distracted from, quite frankly. And so that's what we want to talk about today. And I want to put this article up here just sort of as a starting point for us. And so share your heart, Ricky, on, because this is something you sent me. You just said, hey, Pastor, have you seen this? I think this is something that we need to bring to the Kingdom Intelligence Report listeners here on The Big Picture. And of course, End Time Headlines, seven trends that indicate that economic disaster is approaching very rapidly. So talk about this article or whatever else you have on your heart concerning the economy.
Yeah, man. I mean, first of all, the article that you're looking at on your screen, this was actually written by Michael Snyder. You know, if you guys follow End Time Headlines, we reference Snyder's articles a lot. I know Bishop does as well.
Yes.
And he did a wonderful job on reporting this, because this is the crazy part. And the crazy part is, if you watch the mainstream media, they are literally playing the fiddle as Rome burns. Like, there's right. no mention. Everything's mm. great. It's dandy. It's wonderful. No need to, you know, even blink an eye and be concerned about the economy. But the reality is, there is things happening. Yes. And that's what us watchmen are trying to sound the alarm about. And going back to this article from Michael Snyder, and we'll probably hit these points, these bullet points here. He talks about here that there's a major downturn that's happening, and they keep trying to downplay this on the economy. And we know this is all politics. I mean, we're coming up on an election cycle. Do you really think they're going to be yeah. truthful out there? When have they ever been truthful? I'm just saying. He talks about in this article, the money supply is shrinking at the largest pace in modern history, and the conference board's index of leading economic indicators has already declined for 15 months in a row. The first point that he makes here is the fact that when we begin to see the economic activity begin to slow down,
right,
it means there's going to be less tax revenue coming in.
Right.
Well, what does that mean? Well, obviously, that if there's not enough money coming in for the taxes, then we're going to have problems here. They've even made these threats. I think it's been two election cycles saying that people may not get their tax returns. And,
right.
you know, this is all parallel. We know this of the Roman Empire, if you study this, because Rome did the same thing. There was such heavy taxation on the people. They put people on what was called a DAO system, which was very similar to what we call a welfare system. And it got so bad in Rome that eventually people were forced to keep their jobs. They could not quit their jobs because the government had to have tax revenue coming in to be able to sustain their empire.
Wow.
And think about it. I mean, you can't keep robbing Peter to pay Paul and think that there's not going to be consequences to this.
That's the truth.
Quote, U.S. state and local governments just experienced the worst decline in income tax revenues ever recorded, guys. Ever recorded.
Unbelievable. Ever recorded?
Yeah, ever recorded.
What?
But hey, everything's great, guys. This was the second steepest year-over-year percentage decline in history, with only the GFC having a worse outcome. He goes on and he says, note that the federal tax receipts are also dropped again, now at recessionary levels and approaching negative 10% on the YOY basis.
Wow.
And we're going to go down this, and we'll probably take a little bit of rabbit trails here.
Sure.
So just hang with this. I'm telling you, you're going to hear stuff today that I guarantee you, you're not definitely going to hear from CNN, Fox No. News, MSNBC, whatever. When the economy begins to slow down, see, guys, this is a domino effect. It's not one thing. It's the domino effect. Because as the economy begins to slow, this means trucking companies will begin to see less demand for their services.
And Ricky, let's point out that one of the largest, a 99-year-old trucking company, Yellow Trucking, just went out of business, declared bankruptcy.
Yes, that's a good point.
So you think about it. What you're talking about, we literally see it happening right before our very eyes.
Wow. So truck freight volume and spending in the second quarter of this year declined by the highest levels. And again, pay attention to the verbiage. Mm. Highest levels ever recorded. History. This was the highest levels since the early days of the pandemic. The latest U.S. bank freight payment index revealed spending by shippers dropped 10.9% compared to the second quarter of last year, while shipment volume dropped 9%. According to a statement from the Minneapolis-based bank, you have the tax dilemma, the shipping dilemma, then you have employment dilemma. Mm. Many of us, you know, we have this idea, we conceive that hey, the pandemic's over, surely people are just lined up and going back to work. No, a lot of this has changed. I know, Bishop, I don't know what it's like in Alabama, but I know here in Georgia, I can go through town and there's help wanted signs everywhere.
Everywhere.
So a Snyder put in here, employment is supposed to be the bright spot for the economy, but the latest employment report shows that the U.S. actually lost 585,000 full-time jobs last month. Now, what's perplexing about this is some of these, how can I put this? I call them the mainstream media puppet economists.
Yeah.
These are these guys they pull on CNN and different outlets. They're supposed to be these expert economists, and they're like the forecasters. Well, you know, a lot of these guys, if you remember last year, they were all sounding the alarm that we are heading for a recession. This is looking bad. It could be deep. It could be long. We need to be prepared. Well, now they've all consequently and conveniently changed their tune. Again, I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact that it's an election cycle.
And they want to put a name on it. I mean, the brazen, I don't even know what to say and get away with it on YouTube right now, what I'm thinking. But to call this economy that we are in and run on it, Biden is running on it as Bidenomics. They are literally wanting us to so love this economy that we're celebrating Bidenomics. Bidenomics, why would... I mean, if you tell me that you're full of yourself and expect the whole world to buy your narrative without telling me that, when you call yourself Bidenomics, we're supposed to be excited about the fact. I had a text this morning because I talked about it Sunday in my message about the inflation and the craziness of this world and on our show. And they're all running together. I can't remember when I said it. But she sent me a text, and she said, to your point, this was a lady that follows us, and it's a friend of ours in Florida. She said, I went through the drive-thru, I got a meal for myself, no upcharge, and then got a cookie, and it was for one person, and it was a regular mainstream restaurant chain, fast food chain, $17.
Wow.
$17 for a combo, a drink, and a cookie. For one person, and we're supposed to be excited about this economy, Bidenomics? I think what you're saying, Ricky, is it's once again smoke and mirrors. I mean, I think when you factor in war, not just rumors of war, but actual war, an actual war with China coming, then you factor in they're telling us already another pandemic is about to come, right around election time, just like what you're saying, and then the economy. Ricky, are we being set up for one of the most cataclysmic crashes that we've seen of our lifetime?
I would feel more at peace telling you that you need to be prepared than I would say, you know, just take ease and everything's going to be great. Because look, here's the deal, guys. We got to remember, Biden was the vice president under Obama. So you had Obamacare.
Yeah.
And now you have Bidenomics. These guys are just full of themselves. And listen, Obamacare was really, literally, it was socialized healthcare. And if you want to know how amazing socialized healthcare is, go talk to people that lived under this. And
Canada. And, look at Canada.
Right. Talk about the people that waited in the emergency room. We're talking about broken bones and life-threatening injuries, and they can't even get seen because of this socialized healthcare. So I'm just saying, if we have a gauge to look at, if we're going to gauge Bidenomics anywhere near Obamacare, then I think I'm a little concerned. I'm just saying.
Well, all we heard on Obamacare was that it's going to make it more affordable and free, but my insurance is through the roof and everybody's health care is through the roof. This did not make it better. It made it worse. It made it more expensive. Insurance went through. Even when you take the discount, if you go through Obamacare and take the tax credit, you still end up paying more than what you paid before. It's insane.
And here's the deal. Let's go back to the point number one. When people don't have any insurance and they go into the emergency rooms and they go into the hospitals with no insurance, guess who's paying for that? Taxpayers. So again, if people are not working, taxes, revenue doesn't continue to go into where it needs to go, There's no, you're going to be drawn from an empty well. What's going to happen? I'm telling you, we're seeing a catastrophe. And let me point this out. I told you it was going to take a little bit of rabbit trail, but I promise you,
we'll pull
you
back. It's okay. We're good.
But there was an incident that happened this week, and it happened in New York City, where there was a full-on, and we're just going to call it what it is. I know, again, the mainstream media will downplay it, but this was a full-blown riot that broke out in New York City over a giveaway of a video game console. Now, you think this. A social media influencer, this thing was all hyped up. They were giving away video game consoles. This thing exploded into a full-blown riot. People injured, chaos. They're jumping up on cars, destroying things. Now, and I thought about this when I read this, or when I saw this story. Two things I thought about. Number one, I thought about I don't know if your audience is familiar with our audience at End Time Headlines. Many of them are familiar with this, but I have a hunch that yours will too. There was a great man of God. He's gone on to be with the Lord. He passed in 2011, but his name was David Wilkerson. He saw in a vision, and this is all documented. And for years, I know prophetic preachers, teachers have speculated what could actually bring this about, what could cause this, the culmination of these things. But he saw fires and riots in the streets of New York City.
His own city, by the way, if you don't know who he is, where he pastored, his own city.
Yep, right there in the city. So we've made all these speculations what could cause this, but think about this, guys, for a moment. If we have this type of lawlessness and unrest over video game consoles, what's going to happen when we begin to see full-blown food shortages, famine, collapse of the economic sectors, the Wall Street collapse, market crash? I'm telling you guys, this is why we're saying today, I know the mainstream media is the pillow talkers, you know, keeping you in your slumber, trying to make you bury your head in the sand and make you feel like everything's warm and fuzzy. But I'm telling you, we've got to be paying attention to what's going on because, and I'm telling you, I ain't even got into some of this stuff that's really heavy yet. We're still going down this list and I'm going to try to hit these bullet points. So you got these job cuts. And then let's talk about interest rates. Interest rates they keep going up. Monthly costs for home buyers are almost 20% higher than they were last year.
Think about that.
Yeah. And this is absolutely crushing the housing market. During the 4-week period ending in July 30th, the monthly mortgage payment for the typical U.S. home buyer sat at $2,605, 19% higher than the same period a year later.
One year. Wow. And the cost of homes are going up and the interest rates are going up. Expenses on everything else are going up. The one thing that's not going up, Ricky, is wages.
Right. Of course. And look, I know people personally. I got a friend of mine that lives in Tennessee. He was trying to move here to Georgia and I was looking for apartments for him. And I was looking at one bedroom apartments and the price on one bedroom apartments was insane. Like I have a 15-year-old going on 16-year-old, you know, eventually as time goes on, he's going to be out on his own. And I know, my wife and I are concerned about the future of our children.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too.
So then number six, delinquency rates for commercial real estate mortgages are skyrocketing. Let me say that again. Delinquency rates for commercial real estate mortgages are skyrocketing. And this is another sign that we're in the early and beginning stages of the worst commercial real estate crisis in all of U.S. history. God.
Bigger than 2008 is what they're predicting.
Yes. Number seven, the share of the U.S. population that cannot even afford a $400. This one is really stunning here.
This is shocking.
The share of the U.S. population that cannot even afford a $400 emergency expense continues to go up. Wow. I'm going to read this quote. Quote, the share of U.S. adults who said that they let me back up. The share of U.S. adults who said they would cover a $400 emergency expense with cash or equivalents has dropped by 2 percentage points from the previous quarter to 46%. That's, again, less than half, how cash-strapped many Americans are despite the recent decrease in headline inflation, or at least what they're telling us, according to the survey, again, by Bloomberg and other sources there. So think about that, guys. So what that's saying here is more than half of Americans are living paycheck by paycheck, and they can't even. And so what happens if there's an emergency or crisis?
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
They're drowning in debt. This is just sad. This is sad.
Well, look. I know you get accused of being a fear monger all the time. I'm new to this game on YouTube. You've been here for you one of the OGs, baby. And but you get accused of being fear monger. I get accused of being fear monger. Anytime you try to wake people up and show them the truth, you get accused of that. But here's the reality: we're not fear mongering. We're just trying to tell you and prepare you for what's coming. So this one was the most shocking one. That last one about the $400 emergency, because, you know, the article goes on to read, and I want to read this part myself, but Joe Biden and his defenders continue to insist that everything's just fine. In fact, Joy Behar, it says the economy is booming. But listen, she makes $7 million a year, and she said on Friday's program, the economy is booming and people are having an easier time putting bread on the table. For those making $1 million a year, I'm sure everything's all right. For the rest of us, it's not okay. And what I want to say is this: we're not fear mongers, but we want to tell you that it's not a question if an emergency is going to come, will you be able to afford a $400 emergency? It is literally when, and that's not fear mongering. When you live in a world where we're about to go to war, we're going to join the war, and we're going to be in war with China. That I have in top line intelligence telling me they are already telling their cohorts in the military, tell your families, prepare, we are going to war with China in 2024. So when you know that we are going to war, we are escalating our war with Europe. As you know, you covered it, saw it on your website. We just took more ships to the Red Sea. They're off the coast of Iran. So we're getting ready for something to happen in the Middle East, Europe, Russia, China, the economy is crashing. It is not a question. This is not fear-mongering. It is not a question of will you be able to afford a $400 emergency if it happens. There's going to be more than a $400 emergency happening. You better be getting your house in order.
Well, and people get this false, you know, think about it. Let me build a scenario for you. So here you are, you're an American, or you're in the West, and you rely on your, quote, credible news sources, mainstream media, to inform you of what's going on. So, you know, they overseas, we know that there is banks that are closing, shutting down. We know that that there are several of these that's happened in America. But even just recently, Moody's, who is the rating agency, one of the largest credit rating agencies in the U.S., just downgraded 10 U.S. banks and warns of possible cuts to others to come.
Wow.
So, again, here is yet another a flare that's been shot up, warning you that things are happening and shifting. And I'm telling you, and I'm going to go back to the people not having $400 to have as an emergency. Guys, it's not just the banking sector, but, and you know, the bishop's talking about, you know, wars and rumors of wars, but there was an article we just shared. This was information we just shared today. A solar flare has just knocked out radio transmissions across the United States. I bet y'all didn't know that. And then they're warning that this it's inevitable. There's more to come. They're saying it won't be a matter of if, but when. There's another event called like the Carrington event, that if it would happen in our lifetime today with our infrastructure, with the population that we have, it would be catastrophic. And listen, the bottom line is people, you think these people like in New York City that literally live day by day, I mean, they're buying their dinners on the fly. They're walking everywhere. They're taking bikes everywhere. I mean, it's so congested. What would happen if a solar flare came, knocked out the power grid on the East Coast like this?
Yeah.
And again, if you think people are going to be calm and collective, and if they're losing their minds over a game console, guys, that is a drop in the bucket of what's coming if down the road.
And then you factor in, if that happens, Ricky, then all of a sudden this holy grail of electric everything, you know, what's going to happen to electric everything when the solar flare knocks out electricity? And you can't charge your car. You can't charge the electric fire engine. You can't charge the electric police car. You can't, because all these want to have police cars that are electric. Firefighters are, they're trying to make firefighters have fire trucks that are electric. Everything electric, trains electric. It almost, and I say almost in quotations and laugh, it almost seems like all of this is a part of some big, huge, elaborate plan from, say, Davos.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, they already, what was it last summer up on the West Coast, they were warning customers who all this push for electric vehicles and all this stuff. And then they, during the summer months, they begin to warn them, hey, because of the power, the constraints on the power grids, we need many of you not to charge your cars. I'm thinking, what? Like, this is so oxymoron. Like, you're telling people to go fully electric. And by the way, did you know in 2024, they've already signed these legislations where places like on the West Coast, they're forcing vehicle manufacturers to go all electric.
Wow.
So we're setting our stage, setting the stage for absolute catastrophe. And by the way, and while all this is going on, there's more and more banks. I don't know if you guys have heard of this. If not, banks are abruptly freezing accounts. They're halting withdrawals with no warning and no explanation.
Yep. Yep. On that same article, you know, on X now, which is weird to me instead of Twitter, you know, is this what you're talking about here? That's at the bottom of this article. It says one bank customer.
Hold on for a second.
One bank customer said that the news about the problem right as they noticed their deposits weren't even in their account. Right before this popped up in the news, I saw that my deposits were not in my account, the tweet read. I was trying to pay bills and no one would go through. This is unacceptable. The company responded in a statement to CNN that limited amounts of their customers are experiencing disappearing deposits. They said most of them were resolved and they could fix the problem soon. This was, I believe, Wells Fargo that we're seeing deposits disappear.
Yep, that was. That was Wells Fargo. And you know, so you've got, I mean, think about how terrifying that is, because people, again, they put their trust, you know, they put all this money in the bank, they put their money in these savings accounts, and they put their trust in these banks, even the FDIC accounts, all this stuff, they put them in there, and then you've got this stuff going on. And again, we all know, guys, it's not a matter of if, but when that we go to a full digital currency. There was an article, I'm going to read this. This is from Bitcoinist.com. Honduras Central Bank initiates pilot studies towards a digital currency launch. And they're not alone. I mean, this is, you see more and more this coming out, you know, week after week after week. And it's these pilot programs. It's the preconditioning for it. It's all coming down to this. Now, there was one article that really, this one kind of sent a chill down my spine as well. And this is from Breitbart. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to read this headline. Farage tells Breitbart that, quote, listen to this, guys. We are on the verge of banks running word checks on customers' social media.
What did you say? They're running what?
Banks are working with credit agencies now, guys, in case you didn't know what this is all that, now this just slipped my mind here. the scoring, the EG, what is it?
ESG.
Yes, ESG. I couldn't remember the middle name. The environmental social governance score. Yes. Remember, we talked about this, that all these companies, and this is globally, they must comply to these standards or else they'll be penalized. This is all where this is coming out. And this is also, and I'll talk a little bit about this in a second, about what's, this is all, was this China is the one who spearheaded this. But let me read, banks are working with credit agencies to roll out word checks of social media accounts to assess how worthy of banking facilities members of the public are. So in other words, are you worthy to have an account with this banking agency? Let's just check your social media. Let's see what you're saying. Let's see what you're affiliated with. Let's see what your opinions are.
Okay. Yeah. So used to, Ricky, that worthy, when a bank would consider you worthy, that was based on your credit score and your ability to pay your debt.
Yes, sir.
But you are saying that a part of, in the midst of all this other chaos, and I've been telling you guys here, CBDC means basically programmable money. That's all it means. That's control.
Absolutely.
Programmable money. So you're saying that they are working with the credit agencies, the credit checking agencies, to source maybe like your Facebook, your Twitter, you know, whatever, that you, the platforms that you are supporting or not supporting, and then they will use that over your financial ability to determine whether you get to get money and use your money or not. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, Brexit's Nigel Farage tells Breitbart, as his new freedom of speech campaign gains momentum, having a bank account is essential to exist in the modern Western world, and yet moves to further debank the public if they hold views that don't align with the prevailing elite view are developing.
Yeah.
Again, this guy is warning that this is what's coming. So basically, they are adopting this credit social scoring system that China introduced several years ago, where in which all of its citizens are put on this system. And depending on your whether or not you submit to the authorities, the government, and you're a good citizen, will determine what you can do and cannot do in life. We're talking about every sector, getting a job, working, traveling, entertainment. If you, under this system, if you spend too much time playing video games on social media, whatever the case would be, it begins to decline your social score, and you can get to the point where if it's low enough, you will not be able to, you'll be pushed out of existence of society.
And not to mention, while all that's going on, China is at the forefront of leading, and the world is following the 15-minute cities. So you're locked in. You know, I saw a video the other day of, you know, going into a football stadium where you got that big metal circular thing that you have to just put your hands on the bars and go around, and you can't get back out the other way. You got to go in that way, and you got to go in your city. You got to scan your social score phone to get into your city, or you can't even get back into your family. And if you're in there and you don't have the right score and you scan that, you can't get out. They lock it. They literally lock you in this 15-minute city that's surrounded by a wall. And now you got places like Fort Myers, Florida. I don't know if you saw that. They've come forward now and said they want to be made up of 15-minute cities. Their mayor and their city council, Fort Myers, Florida, said we want to be the prototype in America to build 15-minute cities there in Fort Myers.
Insane. And
it's insane because it's like, it's so programming. It's incredible how easily people are programmed now. One other thing about talking about the social score system in China, I watched a video the other day where they were just sort of doing man on the street type things. But of course, you know, it's promoted by the Chinese government. So it was pro Chinese government. And they were talking about how people love the social credit score system. And they were walking up to people. They walked up to this one girl and they were like, how do you feel about whatever they call their social score system? And she had her phone and she showed her phone and she said, these were the words she said, Ricky. She said, it's actually, at first I didn't know what I thought about it, but the more I've used it, listen to these words, big picture, of End Time Headlines. Listen to this. She said, at first I didn't know what to think about it, but as I've used it, I realize it helps make me a better person.
Wow.
That was her words. In other words, it keeps me in line. That's exactly what she said. And I'm like, what happened to the human mind? What happened to the concept of freedom? And of course, I know that's China. And it's easy for you watching this to go, yeah, but that's China. Look around.
Yeah,
we're becoming China.
Right. Look at the lemmings that were lined up getting their retinas scanned in this orb so that they can have this. Yeah, exactly. These would be the same folks. And we're going to do a segment on this sometime soon. We're going to show you. I mean, people are excited and they're embracing palm scan technology. And it's the greatest thing in the world. I'm like, these are the people that are going to openly accept the mark of the beast.
Yeah, yeah. Give it to me.
Yep. Oh,
this
yeah.
This is easy. I ain't got to take my wallet anywhere. I ain't got to take my phone anywhere. I can crank my car with my hand. I mean, man, sign me up.
Yeah, exactly. And let me go back to this article because I want to give you this warning he gave.
Okay.
Listen to this. Quote, this will be part of a growing trend if it is not nipped in the bud now. Farage warns that revealing even more intrusive steps to ensure those with conservative opinions can't pay bills or make purchases are coming.
Wow.
He said banks signed up to, here it is, in case you didn't know what the acronym for ESG is, the Environmental, Social, and Governance Program seek to be employing, and this is his words, not mine, wokies, who are just filled with an almost hatred for people who don't subscribe to their worldview. And that, quote, the argument I've been making is, if they can't do it to me, they can certainly do it to you. What we do know is the British clearing banks are now working with some of the credit agencies to put in place word checks on the social media accounts of their customers. And remember, guys, the United Nations is going to be heavily involved in this with the artificial intelligence to scan social medias to look for key phrase words. Wow. You can see, quote, the direction. We are literally on the verge of this happening, so we really have to start shouting.
Wow. Wow.
Isn't that what we're doing today?
We're trying to say,
wake up.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what we're doing. That's what End Time Headlines does. That's what The Big Picture does. That's what just a handful. It ain't many. It's a remnant that are voices out here that are trying to tell you the truth. I know you get this tenfold than what we get, but we're just so blessed to start seeing some of these comments saying things like, thank you so much, because I have been looking for somebody to tell me the truth. I've just had this feeling inside of me I'm being lied to. I'm not hearing about any of this stuff anywhere else. This is the only source I can find where it's telling us the truth. And I believe that's why God supernaturally brought us together, Ricky. I really do. I remember the day that, you know, I reached out to you and we didn't know each other. And I just said, hey, I'd love to meet you. I'd love to talk with you. And we thought, you know, how about a 15-minute call? And we ended up being on the phone for like an hour and a half, man. We connected. We were kindred spirits and we knew, I mean, God has connected us for this moment. Now think about the famous scripture, you know, is it possible that we have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? And I think the answer is yes. I think that, you know, if we really believe that we're either the final generation or we have fathered the final generation, and there, I do believe the final generation is alive today. So therefore, if not us, who? If not now, when? How can they believe in what they have not heard? And how can they hear without a preacher? And that preacher is the proclamation voice. And that's what we're trying to do here on this show, in the Kingdom Intelligence Report, which reminds me, I'm just going to throw this up here. Every Thursday night at 7 o'clock Central, right here on The Big Picture, look at the four voices that are going to come and be clarion calls, clarion voices, shofars blowing to prepare you for what is coming. First Thursday of each month, Paul Begley. Second Thursday, which is tonight, with Ricky Scapero. Third Thursday next week and every month is the legendary Stan Dale. There's no one like him in the world. And then starting this month, first time joining us, the fourth Thursday, Mark Correll End Time Headlines. He with Ricky Scopero. He also has a show that's very similar to that. It's called In the News, but it is about the end time headlines and things like that. I'm sure he pulls from your site as well. I'd love for you guys to connect because you and Mark would love each other.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
He is one of the greatest minds I've ever known in my life. And was the first guy to ever believe in me, to license me and so forth. But that's every Thursday night. But that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. We're coming on here. It's why we call it the Kingdom Intelligence Report, because we are trying to open up your mind to not just see the chaos of the world, but to filter it through a kingdom perspective. You've been doing that for many, many years. What are you hearing, Ricky, on where the mindset of the kingdom of God is? I'm not talking about the woke mindset, but those that are trying to tune in to the truth, are they getting afraid? Is this empowering them? Do you think the remnant is rising? Is it getting smaller or is it getting stronger?
Well, I believe the remnant is getting smaller, but it's getting stronger. Let me say that again.
That's good.
I believe the remnant is getting smaller, but it's getting stronger. Think about it. In John's day, well, let's go back to Elijah's day. What's the one, you know, when Ahab and Jezebel was in office, Elijah was the one voice. And now we know that he wasn't the only voice,
right?
But he was the one voice that was really highlighted, that stood out. But we know that when he defeated, the false prophets on Mount Carmel, and Jezebel was after him, and he was hiding, he wanted to die, he wanted to go on home to be with the Lord. The Lord had to get a hold of him and shake him and said, "Hey, you're not alone. There's still a remnant out there." And then you go and you fast forward to John's day. John was I believe one of the reasons why he was such a voice crying in the wilderness, the reason why his voice was so amplified and it stuck out, is because it flowed against the current of everything else that was out there at that time. Oh, come on. This is what I'm trying to say, is when you start seeing, when the majority of the church echoes the same thing, that is a coddling, superficial, watered down message. When a voice crying in the wilderness comes along and starts preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand," there's going to only be two responses to that, depending on the recipients that are receiving it and where they've been in their prayer time. So the people that have been in, the people that have been like the days of John, they've been in they've been in the temples, they've been in the synagogues, and they're hearing the same message, the same word. There's no call to repentance. There's nothing out there that's charging them to look for the appearance of the Lord. Guys, I'm telling you, I'm seeing preachers that once believed and taught wholeheartedly on the coming of the Lord, the rapture of the church, and they've turned away from this.
Wow.
So again, I'm telling you, the remnant is getting smaller and smaller. But watch this. But on the other hand, those who are in their prayer closets, those that are in the Word, and those who are the sons of Issachar in our generation that understand the times and seasons in which we're in, they are going to gravitate towards the voices crying in the wilderness. They're not, listen, and you know this, Pastor, they're not interested in beautiful cathedrals and elaborate buildings and programs. They want the raw, unadulterated word of Almighty God. Is that what you're seeing? That's what I'm seeing.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm hearing.
Absolutely it is. And I love that you quoted the sons of Issachar. They were able to discern the times, and then and to know what Israel should do. Israel is the church. So it's like, yes, this is the sons of Issachar generation. It's not enough just to discern the times. You need to know what to do in those times. Okay, maybe you're saying, the world's going to hell on a bobsled. Okay, so, but what are you going to do about it? What are you saying about it? Who are you supporting? Are you just sowing into Hollywood and, all these that hate you and hate what you stand for? Are you sowing into ministries that are trying to be a voice in this day and age? Are you supporting? Are you subscribing? Have you hit that like button? Have you subscribed? That don't cost anything, but it's just a way of saying, I'm with you, Ricky. I'm with you, Larry. I want to support you. I want to put you in front of people that might not know about you. Nothing in the world helps a YouTube channel more than hitting that like button, commenting, and sharing. That right there. It don't cost anything to do that. But, you know, and I mean this as humbly as I possibly can. If you're not on YouTube doing this, if you're not putting the work in, that doesn't mean you're less than Ricky and I. But we are here, and we're trying to be that voice for you. We're trying to be not only sons of Issachar, but trying to show you what the Word of God says Israel is supposed to do. And yes, I am seeing that. I am seeing people. And I love what you said. It's Pastor Miles Rutherford, a great man of God, that is a voice in this moment. Right there from your great state of Georgia, yep. Marietta. And he says that. He goes, I got good news and bad news about the remnant. The bad news is it's much smaller than we ever dreamed it would be. The good news is it's much more powerful than we ever dreamed it could be.
I said that. Wow. Yes.
Yeah. So when you said that, that's just confirmation. It was just like, you know, so the voices that are in this remnant moment are hearing from God the same thing, which tells us that it's not a man's revelation. It's not a man's platform. God is using voices like this program that you're watching to wake you up to this moment. And so the name of this show is Seven Trends That Indicate That Economic Disaster Is Approaching Very Rapidly. I would like to rename it Economic Disaster Is Upon Us, and it has already begun. So you tune into programs as long as we're available here and they don't kick us off, we're going to come on here and we're going to tell you that it's important for us not to just give you news items, but also give you hope. Can you look into that camera and take about 5 minutes and just give us some hope that no matter how bad it looks, how can we stay full of hope? How can we stay, you know, excited about living in this moment and for our family and for the future?
Well, I always say, if you go back to the word is the blueprint. You look at every generation that's gone through famines, pestilence, economic downturns, disasters, wars, rumors of wars. We go back to Elijah. We just talked about this. Economic downturn is just another form of famine. That's all it is. So how did they respond in a time of famine during a corrupt leadership? Well, your Bible says Elijah responded by hitting his knees. He got into a fetal position and began to enter into fervent intercession. Guys, I'm telling you, this is how we're going to be sustained through what's going on. I've always said, you know, it can rain all around you and you never get wet. Oh, 1,000 may fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. Malachi said in the book of Malachi chapter 3 that there's a book in heaven written called the Book of Remembrance. And God said in that book are the names of those who know me and fear me. And he says, I will spare them as a jeweler spares precious stones, that you may know that God makes a distinction between those who know him and serve him and those who don't. Look at, go all the way back to Egypt and Goshen. God has, there is full. The Bible is full of examples of how God is able to deliver us from temptation and to preserve us. My goodness. In Luke 21, he says, pray that you may be found worthy to escape all these things. So I have confidence to believe that until the Lord blows that trumpet, until that eastern sky splits and he calls us home in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, I don't know what we're going to go through. I don't know how much we're going to see, but I do know this, that the God who began this thing is the God who's going to see it through us. He's going to see us through that thing. And if he's got to, Elijah, he'll show up in the middle of a valley and bring some ravens and provide for you at a brook. And you know what? If that brook dries up, he'll take you somewhere else and God will have somebody there to provide for you too. So I just want to encourage our listeners today. Wow. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, works, that if he knows the very hairs on your head that are numbered, he knows the plants, the trees, the lilies of the field, and even if a sparrow falls from the sky, how much more does he not know us, ye of little faith? So he told us right there in Matthew 6, don't worry about these things. Don't fret about these things. Don't be anxious for these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So that's my word of encouragement to you today.
That's powerful. That's powerful. I think the crowd might just get in on that one. Come on.
Praise God. Praise God.
That's a word right there. That's a word.
Praise God.
Well, you know, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. I mean, that's where we're at as the body of Christ. You know, we are not looking, and every day we don't get up desiring for more bad news. I mean, we're just wanting to know the truth, and the gospel is good news. So that's why, you know, we call it the Kingdom Intelligence Report. We could call it the Big Picture Intelligence Report. I mean, no, we call it the Kingdom Intelligence Report because I bring on four men of God that come on to tell us about what's going on in the world, but do it through a kingdom perspective. And another thing that happens here on The Big Picture, each and every Monday night, Sandy and I do a two-hour live reaction to the news. We do it also through a kingdom perspective. That's my lovely wife right there on the screen with me, 7 p.m. Central Time every Monday night. We would love, love, love to have you guys join us for that if you don't already know about it. And, of course, we have a Bible study as well. We do verse by verse every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central Time. We're on YouTube and Facebook. That's the only thing we do on Facebook every week live. So we do that. But, Ricky, you have been a voice in many people's lives. You've been a voice and inspiration in my life. I can't wait for you guys to come down, you and your wife, for our October Elevate Conference. We'll have Miles Rutherford, Rod Parsley, Mike Signorelli, and Paul Begley. So it's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal weekend. And I want to go ahead and put you on the spot right here live on the air. One of those nights, I'd like for you to open up and pray over the service. And I'd love for our people. I'll have to hold the microphone because it'd be dangerous because you might just take off preaching, you know. I'm just kidding. But it's going to be a great, great time. And we want to invite everybody that's within a 2 or 3 hour driving distance, come on to Birmingham, Alabama, October 4th, 5th, and 6th. And meet Ricky there in person, meet me there in person. Of course, Miles, Pastor Rod, Parsley, come on. The General's going to be in the house. And then, of course, many, many, many people that are on YouTube know Mike Signorelli and all that God is doing in his life. Any closing thoughts, Ricky, before we wind down this month's edition of the Kingdom Intelligence Report? Tell us where they can find you a little bit more. Would be shocked if they don't know about End Time Headlines, but maybe there's a handful of people that don't. Tell us about where they can go, get their news, the app, and everything else that God is doing.
Well, closing thoughts, about 15 seconds. I'm going to give you 15 seconds. We must be aware. The Bible says, be not ignorant of Satan's devices. I don't know if you're noticing this, Bishop, but I do know this, that leaders on the forefront, the watchmen on the forefront, the enemy is trying to silence us too, bringing attacks, bringing threats. Remember John, he was beheaded, and it represents the enemy trying to separate the voice from the watchman. And, you know, he's trying to dissemble and shut down the voices of the watchman. So if anybody's watching, maybe you're a leader and you're watching this, be aware of that, because if you're a voice out there in the forefront, I know I have experienced one of the worst attacks I can say in probably 23 years. I've been going through it for the last 2 weeks, but praise God, God is faithful, and we're, you know, and the battle is not mine, but it belongs into the Lord. But listen, End Time Headlines, you can follow us at endtimeheadlines.org. That's a picture of our website right there, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. I say you can bookmark the site. The easiest way to follow us is a free app that's available. You can go to your Apple store. You can go to your Android Play store. Type in End Time Headlines. Look for our official ETH logo there with the four blood moons and the solar eclipse in the middle. Download the app, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be ready to go. You'll be set to go. That's how you can catch every headline, and that's where you can find us. And, of course, we're on YouTube, we're on Rumble, we're on Facebook, we're on all these major social media sites, for now anyway.
And then, of course, you can for now, that's good. You can all the way at the bottom of the page here, this is what Ricky's talking about, you can click to donate to support End Time Headlines to keep them doing what they're doing. And here is the also direct link on where you can go download the app on Apple and Google. And I encourage you to do that. You can enable notifications and get breaking news to your phone. And that's where I first connected with you and getting those headlines when God began to put on my heart. You know, I was like, you know, where am I going to get information? I'm certainly not going to read CNN. I'm certainly not going to read all that. And of course I think I did a search like something like End Times Prophecy News or whatever, and boom, there it was.
I'm shocked. I can't believe Google didn't shadow ban it.
you were there.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Ricky, thank you again for joining us this month on the Kingdom Intelligence Report. You will be here every single Thursday as we get ready to introduce the world to what is happening on the Kingdom Intelligence Report. So second Thursday of each month, you're right here with us. And what a huge, huge blessing that is. Blessings to you, your family, and we look forward to seeing you. Let's see, this is August. We got one more time on here. And the next time we might do the show live in my studio together. Who knows?
Awesome.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So, all right. Be blessed, it's brother. Thank you. Thank you to all the End Time Headlines family. Thank you for supporting Ricky and for loaning him out to us tonight on this Thursday. What a blessing. God bless you, brother. Have a great day.
You too, brother. See you soon.
All right. To the Big Picture audience, I want to say, and to the End Time Headlines audience that may be watching as well, how much we appreciate you taking out the time this night on your Thursday night to support this program. You will never, ever, ever know what it means to us because we understand it's a big deal. It's a big deal. You could be watching anything. You could be clicking on anything. You chose to watch this program, and we appreciate it. Thank you to all our partners. Thank you to the Rumble audience that are watching on Rumble as well. We don't want to forget you. We love you. We thank you for all you're doing there on Rumble. Until next time, we want to remind you on the Kingdom Intelligence Report, the Big Picture, End Time Headlines, anything that you see us associated with, we are always going to unashamedly tell you we ain't woke, but we are certainly awake. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.